history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And his Obaminess is just now leaving the podium. Over the commercial break, he was trying to sum up by saying that the United States faces dangers far greater than Al-Qaeda. And our determination is not something to be messed with, which basically means Obama understands they've overplayed Al-Qaeda, and too many Americans understand Al-Qaeda was just a fake all along. So get ready for the new supervillain to be unveiled. The 2014 model of supervillain is now on the showroom floor and available at easy terms. And Obama may be determined, but I think he understands the rest of America isn't exactly lining up behind him for more wars of conquest. So, anyway, and now they're going back for the instant replay with the sports analysis. Yes, Obama, it's just nonsense stuff here. All right, we're talking about the economy. We're talking about how the Nikkei lost more than 7% of its value last night. Chinese stock market down. European markets are down. The only markets that are in the green, and so far that's only two of three, is here in the United States of America. Major drop at the open and being shoved back up again. We've seen the pattern before. It's the plunge protection team. It's Wall Street just pouring money into the Wall Street brokers so they can buy stocks and drive the prices back up again. They can't let the stock market drop because they have been buying stock to artificially run up the prices for so long. They have huge blocks of these stocks on their balance sheets. Any major correction will render most of Wall Street instantly insolvent. So now they're hooked. They can't stop doing this. We're getting into Zimbabwe territory here right now. The reason we're not feeling as much of the effects of inflation out here in the regular nation with real people is because most of that instant newly created money is confined within Wall Street's financial district for them to play with here. But this is a red warning sign. They can't keep this up much longer. Needless to say, with the stock market declines in Asia and Europe, gold and silver prices took a leap upward. So no doubt the Wall Street will start dumping more of these gold future contracts on the commodities markets to try and drive it back down. The whole American financial system is being held together with fraud, with lies, with illusions, with deceptions. There's no real value in there. So, interesting little story. We've been talking about all this quantitative easing and the realization that a lot of this instantly created dollars from the Federal Reserve went to other countries. Something like almost $1 trillion worth of newly created Federal Reserve notes, every one of which is a loan issued at interest for whom the American people are on the hook. And they went to overseas banks. And a lot of people are saying, well, first of all, they asked Ben Bernanke, who got the money? And he's saying, oh, I don't really know. It doesn't really matter, does it? Yeah, it does. A lot of people are saying, why, when our economy is in such trouble, is the Federal Reserve making inflation worse by pouring out freshly created paper dollars or computer dollars for these foreign banks? And they don't understand what's going on. Well, we do. We know what's going on here. And it goes all the way back to the mortgage-backed security fraud back in 2008 when it all imploded. Because those fraudulent mortgage bundles were sold not only to American investors, they were sold around the world. Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, Bank of England, Bank of Libya. They don't have to worry about the Bank of Libya anymore. That got bombed out of existence. But what's going on here is they're trying to protect the rest of the world's banks from collapsing because of those credit default swaps sold by Wall Street. We come back, I'll elucidate further.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
And aloha, excuse me, and aloha and welcome back to our show. So we're talking about this revelation that the Federal Reserve, in addition to $85 billion a month given to Wall Street for the so-called buyback of the toxic assets, which is code speak for worthless mortgage-backed security bundles. What they're doing is Wall Street pulled this huge scam back in 2008. The mortgage-backed securities was a huge moneymaker. There was no securitization chain. Everybody was making money off of commissions. They were becoming insanely rich. And then when it all fell apart, everybody skedaddled with their loot, and the government said, we'll just make the American people pay for this. Siphoning off tax money that should have gone to your schools, roads, hospitals. Quality of life infrastructure was taken and given to buy back these worthless bundles and dump the losses on you, the American people. And now the Federal Reserve every month creates $85 billion out of thin air and gives it to Wall Street and takes back more and more of those toxic assets, those failed mortgage-backed securities. So they're no longer on Wall Street's books. They're technically on your books. And the way they make you pay for all of this is that every time they create another $85 billion in instantly created money to give to the banks, the money in your pocket that you already worked for, earned, saved, is worth less. your actual purchasing power declines. It's a very covert way of taking wealth from the American people and using it to bolster the banks. But it's not confined to just the United States of America, because these mortgage-backed securities were sold around the world. They were rated AAA by Wall Street's pet rating agencies, who are paid by the issuers of the bonds to rate them. The only rating agency that is paid by the investors, Egan Jones, said, no, these things are very questionable. Now, of course, the SEC has shut Egan Jones down. Don't want to spoil the party. And so now, in addition to buying these toxic mortgage-backed securities from American banks and dumping them on the American people, the Federal Reserve is having to buy them back from all those foreign banks and investors who bought them, because it's provably a fraud. And that is why almost $1 trillion has gone from the Federal Reserve to all of these foreign bankers. And Ben Bernanke doesn't want you to know who's getting the money, because then people are going to start making the link between those who are getting the cash today and those who bought those mortgage-backed securities back in 2008. But that's what's going on. Why is the Federal Reserve so concerned about these foreign banks? Well, it's because of those credit default swaps. Wall Street sold billions, trillions of dollars of credit default swaps against debt and banks in other countries. In the case of Europe, the total exposure is something like $90 trillion. That is with a T. Wall Street, those Wall Street firms that sold those credit default swaps, do not have the cash reserves to make good on the claims. And that is why the Federal Reserve is impoverishing you to prop up those European banks to make sure they don't collapse. Because the first time one of those banks defaults and collapses, it'll start triggering those credit default swaps sold by Wall Street, and Wall Street's going to be in trouble. They're making you pay for Wall Street's crimes and frauds. And 7,000 Americans have already been arrested for protesting against this Wall Street crime and corruption. Not one of the Wall Street CEOs has even been arrested. And that, too, is a hallmark of a fascist economic dictatorship. Now, over at Covington and Burling, there were a group of protesters protesting over the continuing fraudulent foreclosure scam. And we know this was an epidemic. It was called Foreclosure Gate, where banks were foreclosing on homes that didn't even have mortgages with that bank. In some cases, homes were being foreclosed on that didn't even have a mortgage. They were paid off free and clear. And the reason for that is very simple. In order to stay solvent, these financial institutions needed your property on their balance sheet. That monthly payment you're making was not enough to keep them out of the red. They needed your whole property. They needed that entire equity on their balance sheet. And that was why they went on this firestorm of foreclosures with reckless disregard for law and procedure. They bypassed title transfer taxes with this mortgage electronic registration system, which delinked the notes from the titles and created a huge headache for the court system. But they're still out there taking people's homes because they need that equity on their balance sheet. Whatever the declared value of the home is, they need all of that on their balance sheet to stay out of the red ink. And the government is protecting them. That was the whole point of Obama's foreclosure fraud settlement. They went out to all the 50 states' attorneys generals and said, don't investigate, don't prosecute. We, the federal government, will take care of everything. And they wrist-slapped the Wall Street bankers, and they said there will be a settlement where we will compensate the people whose homes were taken. And the checks that are going out to people whose homes were wrongfully taken are about $300 each. And in some cases, those checks have bounced. This is wealth confiscation to protect the banks, just like Roosevelt did back in 1933 when he took the gold and gave people stacks of ink and paper in exchange for it and said, see, this is just as good. Well, if it's just as good, why did you need the gold? And so you're being looted to prop up criminal bankers. So anyway, there's this foreclosure protesters over at Covington and Burling. It resulted in arrests and tasering. And it's becoming very, very stark. The people who are protesting the criminality of Wall Street are being attacked, arrested, tased, and beaten. The people who committed the criminality are protected. There is no more rule of law when it comes to protecting the banks. It's protect the banks. We don't care about the people. Banks are holy. Banks are sacrosanct. They must be protected. People, we got too many of those already. Now, over at NBC in Chicago, they're reporting on how the federal government has quietly passed a law that erases the statute of limitations on payments owed to the federal government. And the specific context of these is that the federal government, like everybody else, makes mistakes. And sometimes they will pay money to people that are not really entitled to it. Some of those people will pay that money back and some won't. But there was a statute of limitations. If the government sent you a check for $25,000, after so many years, the government couldn't ask for it back. Well, now they have reversed that. There is no more statute of limitations. And the specific case is the federal government has gone after a woman for overpayment of survivor's benefits from 35 years ago. That is how desperate they are to try and keep their little Ponzi scheme financial system going a little bit longer. They're just looking under couch cushions for spare change. But it's your couch cushions, and it's your spare change they're grabbing. And, of course, inevitably continuing along the same path to disaster, Wall Street lobbyists have descended on Capitol Hill, and once again, they are loosening the chains of financial regulation, which is what got us into this mess back in 1999 when they repealed Glass-Steagall. They've gotten these deregulatory bills going through the House of Representatives with surprisingly bipartisan support. Well, it's not surprising. Everybody in Congress has an investment portfolio with investments in these Wall Street firms. So members of Congress are protecting their own wealth by destroying yours. Had decisions by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission that weaken reform legislation, especially with regard to derivatives trades. Derivatives have placed this nation at huge risk. They've placed Wall Street at huge risk. But the people selling these derivatives are making so much money, they want to keep on going. Because the attitude in Wall Street and in Washington, D.C., and indeed even in the people who set up the Federal Reserve itself, I want my money now. When it falls apart, it's going to be after I die. I don't care. It's somebody else's problem. We see that in the House of Representatives. I'm going to do what makes me rich now. You know, when it falls apart after 2 years, I'm going to be out of office. It's not my problem. Every presidential administration does the same thing. I'm going to do what works right now, and if it's going to explode the country 10, 20 years from now, it's not my problem. I'll duck the blame. Somebody else gets the blame for it. Nobody is thinking the long view. Nobody is thinking the overview of what is good for the nation as a whole, both today and in the long run. They're completely in the moment, opportunistic, greedy. They're simply taking advantage of every situation to enrich and empower themselves, and nobody's really thinking, what will this do to the country and its people 10, 15, 20 years from now? And that is probably the biggest single failing of our form of government right now. There's one good thing about royalty. When you had kings, you know, and yes, there would be bad kings and there'd be good kings, but they were stuck with the job for life. Every decision they made, they had to be thinking about 10, 20, 30 years ahead. Not just the next election, not just dump the blame on the next administration. Apparently up in the Bronx, there's been this bus tour through the ghetto saying this is where pickpockets hang out. And apparently they've had to shut it down because the residents are angry. Called Poverty Chic. Talk about it a bit more when we come back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking about the economy and speaking of Europe and the rest of the world. A former insider at the World Bank, ex-senior counsel Karen Hughes, says the entire global Western financial system is dominated by a small group of corrupt, power-hungry figures centered around the privately owned U.S. Federal Reserve. I know we talk about the IMF, we talk about the World Bank, we talk about the European Central Bank, but the core of it all is the Federal Reserve, which dominates the world because of Bretton Woods, or did dominate the world. It's seeing its dominance wane as the world peels off and goes into the BRICS, or they start trading their currencies directly without going through the dollar, which is the whole reason for all these wars. To force the world back to Bretton Woods, which allowed the Federal Reserve to rule the world through those pieces of paper and ink. Now, what Karen Hoods is saying probably doesn't come as a shock to anybody. We know that's what's going on. Bankers in charge of the world for the sake of the bankers. And that, too, of course, is fascism right there. When we talk about the blueprint for the new America, our overwhelming principle has to remain that the public currency must be handled as a public utility. not as a private money-making scam for the money junkies. That's why I keep saying, rule number one, no private central bank. Rule number two, no private central bank. Rule number three, no private central bank. Anybody who stands up and says, we need to start up a new private central bank, issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, needs to be tarred and feathered, hanged, drawn, quartered, burned, and the ashes peed on by a rabid dog. Meanwhile, over at the IMF, Christine Lagarde is being formally charged for abusing her position regarding this £270 million fraud and embezzlement scam. Her money junkie behavior has caught up to us. A lot of people are saying, has she been being gotten rid of the way her predecessor was, with a scandal, because she's not towing the line for the Fourth Reich? Maybe, maybe not. But I'm glad to see her go, because the thing I am most opposed to was her attitude toward the Greek people, that it didn't matter if half the debt Greece is being saddled with came out of crimes, corruption, and fraud by Papandreou and Goldman Sachs. Debt is debt. Debt is sacrosanct, and you will pay it off with your labor and your children's labor. It doesn't matter if it was all fraudulent. You never question debt. All righty, let's see. We've got a caller on the line here. We're going to take Marty in Ohio. Aloha, Marty. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, it's Idaho, but that's okay.
I'm sorry, I missaw that.
Oh, I know. Okay, yeah, I sent you an email. You can look it up, but just a heads up before you get a chance to look at freedomsphoenix.com. Adam is in jail. He's being represented by George, Donnelly, I think, from Shield Mutual, whatever, and you'll have to listen to it, but it's going to be tough for him to even bear an arm once this is over. He was arrested on the marijuana demo thing in Philadelphia.
I don't think it's going to go to trial, because I think this is just a publicity stunt to keep his name out there in the independent media or even the corporate media to try and get more people sympathizing with him and marching into Washington, D.C. behind him. I think it's a PR stunt. And I don't think it's going to go to trial. And
you mean you don't think he really was arrested?
Oh, he was really arrested, but it's staged. And he'll be let go on some technicality, or there'll be some kind of a plea bargain, you know, and after, it's a PR stunt. And they'll let him off the hook.
Okay, that might happen. But listening to the interview this morning, that's why I couldn't listen to your show the whole time, because I was listening to that. So yeah, you might want to give it a listen. Whatever.
Well, I'll listen to it, but again, you know, it's just too convenient. It happens just when he's setting up to march, and all of a sudden there's an arrest. Oh, poor Adam, he's being oppressed and framed by the police. We must stand with Adam Kokesh. I'm sorry, not Adam Lanza. We have to stand with Adam Kokesh, and we have to support him, and we have to be in his march. It's a PR campaign. They're selling this guy to us as somebody we're supposed to follow as he marches into Washington, D.C. with loaded weapons.
Well,
I'm sorry.
A different take on it, and you could be right.
Yeah. Let me give you an example of how this stuff works. Way, way back when I was first getting involved with all of this activism and blogging, and of course it was tangled in with the Vincent Foster affair. And at that time, I was still friends with Matt Drudge, who was also just getting started at the time. And I had found evidence within the FBI's own paperwork that they were using fraud to manufacture Lisa Foster's recognition of the gun found with her husband's body. And what the facts were is that Vince Foster had inherited what the FBI described as a silver-colored gun from his father. And, of course, the gun found with the body was dark blued steel. And the FBI was just twisting her words around in order to say Lisa Foster recognized the gun. And it was a complete fraud. And I took it to Matt Drudge and said, we got him cold. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, I'll finish this story and I'll show you how this stuff really works. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking on the topic of how sometimes when the government is putting forward some kind of a managed propaganda asset, they will intentionally create legal trouble for them as a means of promoting them in the public eye. A very old example would be Lee Harvey Oswald, who, when he was working in New Orleans, got into this staged fight, which got him into legal trouble. He was arrested, then released, but it got him on the local TV to start building his legend and reputation as this, you know, anti-communist or pro-communist, depending upon just where in the timeline you are. It started building his reputation as somebody, oh, he's out there, we've got to pay attention to this guy. More recent example, and this is one from my own personal history, way back during that whole Vincent Foster situation, I found within the FBI's own FD-302 paperwork from the interview with Lisa Foster clear evidence of deception and fraud to try and imply that Lisa Foster had identified the gun found with her husband's body in Fort Marcy Park. And when you read the FBI's report, it is obvious it's not the same gun. They're just trying to twist it around. And I took this over to Matt Drudge. We were still friends back then. And I said, we got him dead to rights. We have got them cold on an absolute fraud. And Drudge basically said, I can't touch this story. which was exactly the same thing I was getting from my contacts in the news departments at NBC and CBS at the time. Oh, we can't touch that. Okay, same exact time period when Matt Drudge is saying, I can't go with a story where we have proven the FBI is engaging in fraud in the Vince Foster case. Drudge runs a story accusing White House aide Sidney Blumenthal of spousal abuse. Drudge retracts the story 24 hours later. Sidney Blumenthal sues. It's big news all over the media. Drudge gets appearances on Meet the Nation and all these other talking head shows. He winds up eventually with his own news show on the Fox News Network. And then later on down the road, Blumenthal and Drudge settle the case out of court involving a small payment from Blumenthal to Drudge, and the case just goes away. And the purpose of that whole case wasn't for somebody to sue somebody, but to promote Matt Drudge as the online news source you should be looking at and trusting, and don't pay attention to that Rivero guy who's talking about having evidence of FBI fraud in the Vincent Foster case. And I think this arrest of Adam Kokesh is more of the same thing. It's being used to promote his brand identity in the independent media. Oh, he's oppressed. They're arresting him. They're trying to frame him on drugs. They're trying to keep him from having his march to try and lure more people into supporting his armed march into Washington, D.C. It's a setup. And as I said earlier in the week, I do not view it as a coincidence that the Pentagon has declared they have the authority to intervene in a civil dispute or civil uprising, civil discord, without waiting for a request from the president or the governor of a state. It's not a coincidence. I think that march into D.C., that armed march, they're going with loaded guns into the streets of Washington, D.C. They're going to definitely be met by the D.C. police. That's already been announced. And I think they're going to be met potentially by the army itself to crush this march down. They'll have agent provocateurs pulling the trigger, just like they did at Kent State. They're going to kill a bunch of people, just like they did at Kent State, and hope it's going to discourage the rest of America from continuing to stand up and say, this nation is going in a wrong direction. And I think this whole ginned-up arrest of Adam Kokesh is just there to get his name out there on the independent media. It's a publicity stunt. And somehow the case will be resolved or thrown out of court so that Kokesh can lead his march in on July 4th. That's what I think is going on. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Clint in Costa Rica. Aloha, Clint. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine.
The other day when you was coming up for a new name with Obama and
yes,
somebody got to Scary Barry before I did.
Yes.
But I was
actually
thinking,
a lot of people sent that one in.
Yeah, I was thinking of an idea that a lot of my friends really liked the idea of when you had that little lie detector next to Obama on the TV, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, almost everything he says is on the flashing red. I was wondering if you might, you know, put together YouTube videos during the Cripplegate affairs and, you know, post them up, you know, when they commit perjury and whatnot, and... Quite frankly,
that's a good idea. I should be doing that. I should definitely do that. And maybe I'll try and get it, because we've got the video of the replay where Lois Lerner is in there saying, I've taken the fifth, I'm not going to testify. And, of course, I imagine she's under a lot of stress anyway, but it will be interesting to see how the stress fluctuates up and down with that. It's a good idea.
Holder, when he says he don't know, you know, I thought that would have been a perfect deal.
That would have been a perfect opportunity. You're right. I should use that. I mean, this gizmo is still working. You can't even find these anymore. They sort of came and went. I guess politicians are really unhappy at the idea of people having voice stress analyzers to put next to the TV during campaign season. But it really does work. It's a lot more accurate than a
YouTube videos.
I'm sorry?
I think that would make some great YouTube videos.
Yeah, let me look into doing that a little bit more. That's a really good idea.
Okay. Have a good one, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. All righty. Let's see. Phone lines are open again here. Over in the European Union, we all know about the hardships the people of Cyprus are having to deal with. We're understanding about how savers all across Europe are going to have these haircuts or scalpings or castrations, whatever you want to call it. And yet we're finding out that members of the European Parliament in Brussels are living high on the hog. They are making 740% more, 7.4 times more than the average European Union citizen. And they get free haircuts and free gasoline and all these other perks. Which, considering how poorly they have managed the European Union for the people of Europe, seems a little excessive. I think in the blueprint for the new America, we ought to find ways to tie the financial compensation of all officials to the overall performance of the country, not of Wall Street, like it is now, where the better Wall Street does, the richer our politicians become. We need to have our politicians and officials' compensation tied to the average wages and salaries of the American people. That's really what we need. And I think we should have blind financial trusts for all elected officials and all appointed officials. And if they don't want to live with that, go find another line of work. Now, proving that not all rich people are evil, and we've talked before about people like Steve Jobs and James Cameron, especially James Cameron. I admire the man greatly for the wonderful movies he's made and for what he has done with his wealth in terms of oceanographic exploration. You know, it's hard not to like the guy. It really is, and I admire him greatly. That's capitalism. When you go out and you make a product or an entertainment or a service or something that people voluntarily give you their money for, that's what capitalism is supposed to be. And there's another gentleman you need to start paying attention to. His name is Jamie Johnson. He's 27 years old. He's a filmmaker. And he is also the heir to the Johnson & Johnson pharmaceutical fortune. He is rich. And he starts out saying, I know I'm lucky. But he has had apparently his Buddha on the road moment where he is looking at the ultra wealthy in the United States. And he made a video called The 1%. We have it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And you need to look at it to show just how completely disconnected from real America that 1% is. And this guy went to NYU. He studied filmmaking. He did a documentary for HBO called Born Rich in 2003. It was nominated for an Emmy Award. This guy is really good, and he admits he's part of the 1% by inheritance. But he sees the wealth disparity as a major problem that is bad for the country as a whole. So again, his name is Jamie Johnson. And the video he's got out now is The 1%. And this is a guy where, yeah, he's rich, but he sees the problems with the current system. And he's using his money to basically go out there and say, there needs to be some adjustment. So we need to pay attention to this guy. Going to go back to the phones here. Bob in California. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hi, are you there? You're on the air.
Hello?
Okay, I guess... Hello, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, this is Robert from Missouri.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the word California in my little... it's that gosh darn hamster in the control room again. They're not feeding him enough vitamins. Anyway, Bob, what's on your mind?
I was wanting to call in and respond to the lady that was talking about Mr. Kokesh. And, you know, I've done some digging into his father, Charles Kokesh. An indicted, yes. Vulture capitalist type guy. And then Kokesh being in the Marine Corps, I'm a former Marine, and he was with a civil affairs group, which has to do with winning hearts and minds and handing out bundles of my cash.
So he's a propagandist.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, I would just like to warn people, don't, you know, this guy... He's got some real shady things going on with him, and anybody that would follow him in some sort of armed march somewhere is got a screw loose, or they're not doing their research, you know. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Anybody that's thinking about joining that, you've got to be a really big fool. And I think he's a controlled opposition on your libertarian wing. You got the Schumers and the Feinsteins and the Bloomberg grunt. Gun grabbing.
All right. Well, let me pull back here a little bit, and thank you very much for the phone call here. There is nothing that we can do to stop Kokesh from having his little parade, and there's nothing we can do to stop the people who have already decided who are going to follow him on this misadventure. My goal with the petition is to give a voice to the vast, overwhelming majority of gun owners and Second Amendment supporters in the United States who think this is a bad idea. Because when Kokesh and his group march into Washington, D.C., and they're met by the police, possibly by the army, all it's going to take is a couple of agent provocateurs to pull the triggers and turn this into a bloodbath. And the whole point of that is the government will then go out and say, see, these gun owners and Second Amendment people, they're all violent extremists, they're all kooks, they're all dangerous, we must take their guns away. And so what we need to do between now and July 4th is we need to get as many signatures on this petition or other petitions. Second Amendment supporter, I do not support this armed march into Washington, D.C. It is unnecessary. It is a dangerous and reckless provocation. And we need to get that message out to the American people that Kokesh and his marchers do not, in fact, represent or speak for the majority of the nation's gun rights advocates. We need to get that message out there. We need to pull the propaganda rug out from Kokesh and his little stunt. Okay, Bob?
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I just think that, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, like a crazy anti-Jewish person here. I do not want to
well,
do that.
Well, then don't. My advice is not to. And I know I've already gotten tons of emails saying you're opposed to Kokesh because he's Jewish and you're a Jew hater and everything like that. Actually, I didn't even realize he was Jewish until I got that mail. I am opposed to his actions and the possible consequences. And whether he's Jewish, Buddhist, or Methodist is irrelevant to the discussion. Okay? Well, so we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much. And getting back to the point that Bob was making here, Kokesh's father has been in legal trouble. He is currently facing a major investigation by the SEC. And it could very well be that Kokesh was approached and said, look, if you go through with this thing and help us get this little bloodbath so we can grab all the guns, the SEC case against your father will magically go away because the SEC isn't all that committed to these prosecutions. They let Bernie Madoff get away with his scam for 12 years before they finally cracked down. So it's all machinations here. And again, I'm very alarmed at the Pentagon's announcement that they have the right to intervene in civil disturbances without waiting for the president or the governor to request it. It is a complete violation of posse comitatus, and it is not a coincidence they announced it here in the run-up to Kokesh's little stunt. Now, meanwhile, we're getting a story over here at X Republic TV. Apparently, the FBI has now retracted that story regarding Ibrahim Todashev down in Florida. They have basically backed off, saying that this kid attacked the FBI, and that was why the FBI had to shoot and kill him. They're now saying it's unclear what happened. Sounds to me like somebody saw the altercation, even though it was at midnight, and there's already contradictions to the story that this guy just attacked him for no reason. So they're already backing off, saying this kid attacked him. We don't know why he was shot. Yeah, I think the reason he was shot is he was telling the FBI something that undermined the official story of the Boston bombing, that undermined the efforts to try and link the Tsarnaev of brothers to this triple drug murder. And now we're seeing all this wet work going on. Reader wrote in and said, if you remember when Zokhar Tsarnaev was arrested at the boat, and there were these two FBI agents, and one of the FBI agents were saying that the throat wound to Tsarnaev was a knife wound, not a bullet wound, which at the time the official story was that Tsarnaev had attempted to shoot himself, to commit suicide. Then it came out he didn't even have a gun. And at the time, the other official near the FBI agent shot him a dirty look like he was saying something that shouldn't have been there. And the question is now being asked if that FBI agent who made that interview was one of the two who dropped out of that helicopter. So, anyway, meanwhile over in Great Britain, and they're already rerunning this whole thing about terror attack and beheading in Woolworth, and inevitably the House of Lords is screaming that it's time to revive and push forward the internet monitoring bill. We've got to listen to all the online communications so we can spot these things before they happen, which never occurs. And by the way, David Cameron's already come out and said that the suspect in this beheading was known to the security services all along. Just like it's come out that the Tsarnaev brothers were somehow involved in U.S. intelligence agencies prior to this Boston situation. So it's just getting murkier and murkier. And I think the good news is that under the press of time and panic, these hoaxes and frauds, they don't have time to plan them carefully and set them up. And the mistakes are becoming easier and easier to spot. We'll be right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh. Maybe I'm the brain you know. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike would really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the spin cycle is definitely in full tilt rock and roll afterburner mode here. Apparently over at the Tom Hartman show on Free Speech TV, Hartman is going on and on about how the long delays in the nonprofit applications for conservative groups wasn't the result of targeting. It's just because the poor Infernal Revenue Service is horribly understaffed and overworked. Well, if that were true, then liberal groups' applications for nonprofit status would have been equally delayed right alongside those of conservatives. But they weren't. Remember, the nonprofit run by Obama's half-brother got their approval for tax-exempt status in just 30 days. So they're definitely out there trying to basically, it's the spaghetti approach. Any story out there and see what gets traction. And again, this approach to propaganda, trial balloon, reject, undermines the credibility of the government as a whole. For propaganda to work, it has to present a clear, unified picture of the desired illusion. And when you have too many market research companies, public relations companies, advertising companies saying, let's try this, that didn't work, let's try that, it undermines the credibility of the whole system because you're not presenting the public with a clear, unified picture. Filmmakers call it losing the narrative. It's exactly what happened. Now then, we're seeing more and more stories coming out about this hoax terror attack in Great Britain. The BBC has identified the ranter in the video as a gentleman named Michael, let me see if I can pronounce this correctly, Adebalayo. He's a British citizen of Nigerian descent. One wonders where he got that accent. He was born into a Christian family but supposedly converted to Islam. And a reminder, devout Muslims do not wear gold, and they do not wear wedding rings. And this guy in the video has a gold ring on his hand. It's a fraud. Now, as I said, following this staged incident, there was this very nationalist British group, conveniently in black ski masks, starting to riot. Their agenda supposedly is hate all Muslims, get Muslims out of Great Britain, Britain for the British people. And now apparently London's riot police are in the streets. This is being fanned up to massive riots to justify a clampdown. And as I said before the commercial break, the House of Lords is screaming they need complete internet surveillance in Britain, just like they have over in the United States of America. And again, what Boston should tell us, even if we accept the official story of the Boston bombing, and I do not, it shows us that all of this surveillance, spying, TSA, crotch-grabbing, looting our luggage, TV cameras everywhere, reading our email, scanning our social media, none of it worked. Not one bit. Going to take a break for station identification, and sometime in the third hour, John Stadmiller is going to be joining us about our ongoing fundraising at RBN. We'll be right back.